All right, we're bringing you now some breaking news coming in from the U.S., where the Supreme Court has overturned a law that allowed states to ban abortions. That law was called Roe versus Wade. The court made the ruling in a 6-3 ruling by its conservative majority. It upholds the Republican-backed Mississippi law that bans abortions after 15 weeks. We're looking at some live pictures coming in, as you can see. I think we've got crowds representing both sides of the argument. Definitely, we've got some people who are pro-abortion there as well, and some signs of people who are clearly against it. This was a very pivotal landmark ruling in 1973 when the U.S. Supreme Court said basically it recognized a woman's constitutional right to decide on an abortion and legalized it nationwide. Now, most abortions have been legal in the United States for nearly 50 years since that ruling. As I said, it was quite a pivotal landmark decision, brought many unexpected changes. Patty Culhane has more for us.
Abortion wasn't always controversial in the United States. It was legal when the country was founded, up until what they called the quickening, when the mother could feel the baby, around 4 months. But by the 1880s, abortion was outlawed across most of the country. It stayed that way until the 60s, as the women's movement came into force. Pressure mounted on the court. First, it struck down a law that banned selling birth control to married couples, then later for unmarried adults.
Family Planning Information Service, would you hold on, please?
Then Roe v. Wade in 1973 changed the lives of millions of women, allowing all abortions in the first trimester and some restrictions in the second, a decision reaffirmed several times since by the Supreme Court. Before the decision on Roe, wealthy women could travel out of the country for the procedure, but for lower-income women, getting an abortion often meant going to unsafe clinics. In 1965, 17% of all deaths due to pregnancy were the results of illegal abortions. And after Roe, there was an economic impact. Women could choose to stay in the workforce.
They could start, for example, an advanced education program. They could get accepted into such a program because a school would say, I find it credible that this woman will actually complete her education and not drop out. Because she'll be able to plan. It allowed women to invest in careers as opposed to just jobs, because they could follow paths that involved investment rather than being viewed by employers as people who were sort of here today, gone tomorrow.
Studies have shown that women who leave their job to care for their child, even for a short time, rarely recoup their earning potential. And many can't afford child care in this country, which now costs an average of $14,000 per year. There are some economic studies that say there is also a link between legal abortions and a drop in crime. This reversal will now mean half of the women in the country are about to find out what life was like before Roe v. Wade, a half a century ago, especially for women with little means, have a child they don't want, or risk their lives to illegally get an abortion.
Let's go live now to Patty Culhane. She is in Washington, D.C. This is quite a dramatic political development, right? This is not just a legal issue in the courts.
No, this is going to have huge implications. Sorry about that. The decision just came out. It's hundreds of pages. I was just trying to see if this compared to the leaked version, which we never really get from the Supreme Court. But we knew that this was a possibility because the original decision leaked out about a month ago. So I was just scrolling through. It doesn't appear at first glance that anything has changed. It flatly overrules Roe v. Wade. What does that mean? The court says now it's up to the states. So in practicality, right now, 13 states have outlawed abortion. They had trigger laws on the books that basically said the minute this decision comes down, abortion is illegal. In many of those cases, there's no exemptions, not for the health of the mother, not for fetal abnormality. 26 states in all are expected to go ahead, so more than a majority, are going to go ahead and put in laws in place that either ban abortion or severely restrict abortion. And this is mostly going to happen in the South, the Midwest, and parts of the West. So what you're going to see now is a two-tier system. Places like Washington, D.C., nearby Maryland, you will be able to get a safe, legal abortion. In states like Texas and in other southern states, you're not going to have that access at all. So what happens now? Well, there are groups that are promising to come up with funding so that people who live in those states, if they need an abortion, can travel outside of their states to get an abortion. But that's not going to be able to help every woman who needs an abortion. And this will have a disproportionate effect on women of color and lower income women because they overwhelmingly will not be able to afford to travel out of state. They may not be able to get those private funds. This is an absolutely huge decision. Now, keep in mind, three of the Supreme Court justices who made this decision possible were recently confirmed by the Senate. And at least in the case of Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, they told senators that they considered Roe v. Wade to be settled law, basically precedent. So how do they explain that change of opinion in this decision? Well, they simply say Roe v. Wade was much like Plessy versus Ferguson, which involved segregation, was just simply a bad ruling. And so therefore, it just needs to be overturned. So this is a Supreme Court that has said precedence matters. Basically, what the courts before them have said should be taken into account. They are now saying that that is no longer the case because they say it's simply a flawed decision.
All right, let's take a moment to just listen in, if we can, Patty, to the protesters. I think that'll give us a feeling of what sentiment, how sentiment is running right now.
No other choice than to pay the abortion industry who will profit off of her despair. You will tell her you can choose both, and we will stand with you. Friends, this is not the end of the pro-life generation, not the post-Roe generation. This is the next phase. One of us, we were called for this moment, and this is a heady responsibility to make abortion unthinkable and illegal throughout our nation, to ensure no woman stands alone in a post-Roe America, to be the post-Roe generation.
As we can clearly see, there are feelings running very high over this issue, as it has for years, if not decades, in the US, where public opinion quite divided on the issue of abortion. For those just joining us, we've got quite a dramatic U-turn going on by the Supreme Court, which has overturned something called the Roe versus Wade law. That was a 1973 law by the Supreme Court that found it within a woman's constitutional rights to have an abortion. Let's bring in Patty once again. Patty, how much of this is a reflection of the changes that were going on in the Supreme Court itself, especially the new appointments since the Trump era?
This is 100% happening because Donald Trump was able to put three justices on the court. Without question, it would not have happened without that. Worth remembering, Barack Obama was in office, and it was about a year before the next election between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, in a very unusual step, wouldn't even give his Supreme Court nominee a hearing. He's now the Attorney General, Merrick Garland. And he said it's too soon to an election to appoint a justice. Well, then Justice Scalia died and Amy Coney Barrett just about a month before the next election, and the Republicans went ahead and put that nomination through. So there's a lot of sore feelings among Democrats and independents in this country about the way these Supreme Court picks were handled, not to mention the controversy about the possible sex assault from Brett Kavanaugh. The important thing, I think, to point out is this is going to be a hugely unpopular decision. Two-thirds of Americans in a recent poll said they wanted Roe v. Wade to stand. They support abortion access. So the big question now is, what do they do next? I have to say, just to paint the scene here, I've been here every single day that there's been a decision day because we just simply wait to see if it's a decision that we want to report on, such as Roe v. Wade. There's a lot more security here. DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, has put out a warning that they think extremists are going to try and use this decision to sow violence. They're the pro-abortion rights and pro and anti-abortion rights people separated, both with physical and with bicycle racks. That's not happening here. So we expect throughout the day we're going to see a lot more people come to the Supreme Court, and really protests all over the country are planned and expected. When the decision was leaked, there was an absolutely massive crowd of people chanting against the decision. So we expect that will continue in the coming days. So the big question is, what's next? Can this court be overruled? Well, yes, the court can be overruled if the Congress decides to pass a law protecting abortion. It can also be overruled if a very, very difficult procedure it takes place. It's very complicated. It's very costly. But they can have a constitutional amendment saying that abortion is, in fact, a woman's right to choose. So those are two possibilities. But I expect to see more in the near term, as some of these states that haven't explicitly said abortion is illegal in their constitution, you're going to see lawsuits challenging those individual states. So this is going to get very messy. The bigger concern for Democrats is the way this ruling was founded. It said, well, it's not, Roe v. Wade basically said, under the right to privacy under the 14th Amendment, you have the right to an abortion. There's a lot of other court decisions that took that same reasoning, such as same-sex marriage and the right to interracial marriage. And so there's a lot of court decisions now that you could expect to see the most conservative Republicans try to push, because this is a Supreme Court that has shown, both with the gun decision yesterday and Roe v. Wade today, that they are willing to go against public opinion. And again, the vast majority of Americans in this country did not want this decision to happen. The Supreme Court made the decision anyway.
And this, Patty, no doubt guarantees that it will be even more of an issue in elections going forward.
Well, it could be. And I say that because Americans tend to vote with their pocketbooks before anything else. Mm. Right now, Americans are really mad at Joe Biden. They're really fed up with Congress. Gas prices are highest they have ever been. Going to the grocery store costs you more than it ever has. There's still shortages. Now, Joe Biden says that's because of the war in Ukraine. He says it's because of the pandemic and supply chain issues. Americans might understand that, but they don't necessarily care about that, because their wages, because of inflation, are not going as far as they used to. So a family that was just squeaking by is now making really tough decisions about buying gas, buying food, just the essentials. So Americans are very angry about that. Now, Americans, a lot of Americans are going to be very angry about this decision. And Democrats are going to say, look, the only way to change that is if you keep Democrats in power and you add on to our majority. Now, this could potentially fire up the base so that they are able to get more and more people to vote if that issue breaks through. But it's going to be interesting to see, because here you are, you're competing with the financial needs of your family and a procedure that you care about, but maybe it's not, you're not as passionate about. And that has been the thing in this country. Republicans who are very anti-abortion rights, this is, for many of them, their number one issue. They voted on it when it comes to state lawmakers, governors, presidents, senators, congressmen. For Democrats, because it's been a protected right for almost 50 years, it really isn't one of the top issues. They'll tell you climate change is way more important. But now, that was when you could get an abortion anywhere in the country. That is no longer the case. So it will probably have some impact on the upcoming midterms and obviously on the next presidential race. Governorships are going to be more interesting to see, because these are very red states, meaning Republican-leaning states that have adopted some of the most restrictive laws. And it's also not going to be settled law, because Mississippi, this law says there are exemptions for fetal abnormality or medical issues. A lot of these states are not allowing that. They're just simply saying no abortions at all. So is the court going to have to come back and clarify exactly what exemptions are allowed or not? The bottom line is, this is going to throw the whole issue of abortion into the very topic of conversation, because as of today, there are women right now who had appointments in some of these states to get an abortion today that will simply not be able to do that. So as I said in my story, they now have a decision to make. Do they want to keep a child that they don't believe they can afford or they don't want? Do they want to try and find the money, which is expensive, considering most people don't have paid sick leave or paid family leave? Do they want to try and find the money to go to a state that allows it? Or as we saw before Roe, there were backroom clinics. There were very dangerous abortions performed. Do they want to risk their own health in order to get rid of this child? So this, I know we say monumental decisions often, but really, this is the very definition of an earth-shaking, monumental change in this American culture.
Right. And you mentioned there the popularity issue with Joe Biden. When you speak with both Democrats and Republicans, do you get a sense of how they feel this is going to play out, shall we say, in the balance of power between the two?
Well, they do, but they also realize November's still a little bit further away. People see gas prices every day. They won't necessarily see the impacts of abortions every day. So Democrats are counting on this because the polls were looking very bad for them as far as possibly losing the House, maybe losing the Senate. So they're going to try and use this and keep people fired up about this because right now, people are very impassioned, but November's pretty far away.
All right. Thanks so much. Patty Culhane reporting from Washington, D.C. We're continuing to look at those live pictures, reaction coming in to that decision taken by the U.S. Supreme Court, which took that very dramatic step of overturning the landmark 1973 Roe versus Wade law.